And welcome back. We are beginning a new segment on First Coast Connect today. Twice a month, our Going Green segment. We'll look at ways to be more environmentally responsible. We'll discuss changes you can make, big and small, that will make a difference, hopefully, for our planet. And we start today our first segment with our own backyard. Terry Del Valle is an urban horticulture agent with Florida Friendly Yards. That's a lot of words. It's a program that works to reduce pollution and conserve water by working with residents to improve their yards. Terry, thank you so much for being here. And let me say, as a homeowner, I need your help.
A lot of people do. It seems like we get a lot of phone calls, especially this time of the year when it's really hot and it's putting a lot of stress on our plant material.
Right about now, people are throwing chemicals on their yard, trying to get rid of bugs, trying to make the grass green. Not necessarily a good thing.
Right. And the other thing that encourages that is that a lot of people throw on fertilizer, and the fertilizer actually has a negative impact from the standpoint that it attracts more insects. If you have a lawn and you're using a lot of nitrogen fertilizers on your lawn, it actually attracts chinch bugs, and it creates some disease issues as well.
What is the best way? What's the best thing to do? There are shrubs you can plant. There are trees. There are natural landscape techniques. Talk about those.
Right. One of the things that we promote is the Florida-friendly landscaping. So we actually suggest that you look at your site, look at your soil type, the amount of light that you get, are you in sun or shade, and then you select plants that are low maintenance. Now, normally these are slower growing plants, not fast growing plants. And then we're putting those into the landscape, and if you match them to the conditions, you'll actually reduce the amount of water and fertilizer and pest problems that you have, because we want to avoid some of the plants, too, that would require frequent pesticide applications.
I mean, it can be confusing for anyone who walks into a large retailer and you have plants as far as the eye can see, chemicals, choices you can make. How do people make choices? What do you do?
Right. You do your homework before you go to the garden center.
Yeah, right?
Because usually what happens is somebody walks in and then they see something they like and they take it home and they go, okay, where should I put this? And sometimes it's not going to work in your landscape.
Right. It's going to die.
Yeah,
exactly. To be honest, yeah.
Right.
What's the best type of shrub? If I'm looking to plant a shrub right now or a tree this time of year, right before summer.
Well, this time of the year is not necessarily the best time of the year to plant your put in new plants because it's hot. So unless you're getting frequent rainfall or something like that, it helps if you do it in the fall when it starts to cool off, and then that way the roots start to get established. And then that way they'll be strong by the time the weather warms up. If you plant them now, you really better stay on top of the watering. So that's the number one key of getting something established.
And there's such a thing as too much water.
Yes, definitely.
What happens to plants then?
Actually, it damages the roots. They get root diseases. And then after the roots are dead, you start to see the tops die.
Let me ask you about your organization. What do you do specifically if homeowners need help or somebody? Do they call you? Is there a website?
Yes, we have a website. It's duval.ufl.ifas.edu. And then we also have Master Gardeners work on the phone. So they're there Monday through Friday, 9 to noon, and then 12:30 to 3:30. So they can call and ask questions anytime. People even bring in weeds and sick plants. And they,
really?
We can, yeah. They even send us pictures. So they can send a picture of something that they have problems with or they want identified. And they could send that to me, delvalle@coj.net, and then I can try and respond also via email.
Can you give out the number?
Uh-huh. It's 255-7450.
And we got to tell people how you spell your last name.
Okay, that's true. It's D-E-L-V as in Victor, A-L-L-E.
And you said it was at?
COJ.net.
Okay. We're also going to put all that on WJCTnews.org. So if anybody out there, homeowners, anybody who likes to work on gardens needs to get that information, we're going to put that link up there.
Okay, great.
Again, the best thing to do right now, if you're lawn is looking a little brown and your trees are getting a little brown. It's been raining a lot, at least in my neighborhood.
We've actually been getting rain, and a lot of people don't even need to be watering right now. So that's actually that sometimes you need to just turn it off if you're getting adequate rainfall, because too much water is not a good thing.
And let me ask you this. If you don't have a lot of rain and you're going to water your lawn, there's still restrictions.
There are restrictions. This time of the year, you have 2 days a week that you can water, so it's based on your address. And you should be putting down a half an inch to 3/4 inch. That wets about the top 6 to 9 inches of soil.
Not too much, basically.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.